Need to talk about learning styles, but not the conventional way of talking about it. And in fact, as a professor, I confess that most of the stuff on learning styles I have found pretty meaningless to me until recently. Yes, I know that people do have sensory preferences in how they learn, video, auditory, kinesthetic, symbolic. I know that your personality shapes how you learn, and for example, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert can shape your ability to do collaborative learning. My colleague, Howard Gardner, reminds me about multiple intelligences and aptitude-based learning. And if I were tutoring somebody, I would want to know all of those things about them. But the fact of the matter is that we work in settings where the overwhelming proportion of learning and teaching is to groups. And the only thing I know for certain about all your learning styles is they're all over the map. So we use sort of a lawn sprinkler approach. We throw a little on this learning style over here, and a little on that learning style up here. Not very helpful in terms of instructional design. But media-based learning styles are different because they describe not how different people are, but how similar they become when they use different kinds of media intensively. And what I want to do is quickly review where we stand right now with media-based learning styles and then focus on where we're going over the next 10 or 20 years and how we can strategically prepare for that. Now, as I said earlier, I don't think this is a matter of age. I'm a baby boomer. I grew up with television. But I don't find that I'm a particularly passive learner who seeks a single best source of information, because my own use of media has evolved considerably since my formative years, and I'm shaped by the media that I currently use, just as all of us are. So it's more people of any age, students of any age, that use media intensively, have certain patterns, preferences, styles, strengths that come out of that. And there's a lot of research evidence about this, but I'm just going to be anecdotal and talk about my teenage daughter. When she comes home to do her homework, she opens her textbook, she opens her web browser, she fires up her iPod, she opens her email, she opens six different instant messaging windows to her friends. I see that some of you have similar experiences in your households. And then she does her homework. Now, some of that is clearly distraction, and that's nothing new. I remember listening to baseball games when I was doing my homework, so media always have played that role. But some of it is really quite clever, because she and her friends form a little virtual think tank. And as they get to each problem, one of them will say, I know how to do this. You go to the encyclopedia, you go here in the textbook, you go out on the internet, we'll seek, we'll sieve, we'll synthesize, and we'll put this stuff together. That is, in fact, very much like what knowledge workers do. And it can be done poorly, or it can be done well, but it is a fundamental style. Another thing that she's doing is multitasking. And that, of course, is very much part of the 21st century workplace. I was at an invitational workshop a couple years ago. It was actually billed as an intellectual rave. But it was really like a Texas death match of the mind, because they locked 20 of us in a room for 2 days and told us to think deep thoughts. One of the people was a manager at Cisco, and she described a big sea change that had taken place within the company. She said, I'm a manager, I spend all my time in meetings, and it's really quite frustrating because we get everybody in the room and we start working, and then we realize we need data from somebody somewhere else in the company, or permission, and they're not there, so we have to stop the meeting, get out all the calendars, try to find a common time, get people together again, and start over. But recently, she said, Cisco has given all managers a PDA with IM. And now, when I'm in a meeting, if I need data or permission, I just IM that person anywhere in the company. Get it right then and there. And that is fabulous. But all across the company, people are IMing me to get my data, to get my permissions. So now I'm in one physical meeting and three rotating virtual meetings all the time. It's effective, but I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. And if it gets up to 10 virtual meetings at the same time, I'll be useless in all of them because of the cognitive overhead. So again, multitasking isn't necessarily good or bad, but it is part of the landscape, and it's something that we can learn to do well with teaching. One more quick example of these millennial learning styles that have been extensively discussed to serve as a foundation for where we're going to go. We're watched all the time in our society. I guarantee you, if you go out and buy a can of dog food at the supermarket, within 3 weeks, you're going to be getting surface mail for pet cemeteries because people are data mining and tracking what you do. You sign on to Amazon.com, what's the first thing I see? I see recommendations. You bought this book? Other people bought this book, but they bought these books. Why don't you buy these books? Boy, I can tell you I'm careful what videos I buy on Amazon.com.